It's now 30 years ago that you climbed Everest in winter. Are you still climbing?
Yeah, I try to still to climb, of course, not so often like before, like in the 80s that we did 2-3 expeditions per year. But yes, sometimes I come back to Himalaya. I cannot live without Himalaya climbing. It's my life.
And still 8,000 meter peaks?
Yeah, I tried. 4 years ago, I climbed Gasherbrum. Second time, tried Broad Peak, Daulagiri. Next year, I'm going again to Broad Peak. Oh, we have to try.
Is it more difficult now for you?
No, more difficult, maybe not the condition like before, but I don't think. Still, I didn't have any sign that I should stop, you know, to climb. So it means that still I feel quite good.
In the 1980s and 90s, you were the pioneers. You were the first solo climber on Daulagiri and Lhotse. Is it today more difficult for climbers to be a pioneer?
I think it is more difficult because I think the level went up, you know, for achievements. So in the years 70s or 80s, you had more possibilities. Now, if you want to do some spectacular climb, you have to take a bigger risk, I think. You have to be a professional climber. You need to have a time. You cannot do the normal job and sometimes to go to the mountain, you know. I think now you have to be the professional. It means that you have to be busy only with the climbing, you know. That time you can do something, but there is still less and less possibilities, you know, because left only dangerous face, dangerous like Makalu Oves, like Daulagiri, Sud, so like South Face Lhotse. So we are privileged. It was better time for us.
But today there are also many professional climbers in the Himalayas and everybody is talking about his successes and so on. And sometimes it sounds a little bit like show in your ears also.
Yeah, this is difference, you know. But I think it is the problem, not nowadays, problem of the civilization, problem of media, of course, because the media are expecting to do a show. You know, I remember in our time, when we left to the expedition, nobody knows that we went to the expedition. When we come back, okay, we can do the interview that we climbed something, yeah, but we never talked before going to the Himalaya. Another thing is the communication. In years 70s, 80s, we could send the letters only. You know, so there was my parents, for example, they didn't know that I went to Himalaya. They read in the newspaper after 2 months that I went there. So now the communication, you know, everyone hour you have internet, you can watch, you can follow what happened today, what they do tomorrow. And this is for media better because media like to have the life, you know, this is life story. So the media make a show.
So is there more pressure for the mountaineers?
Maybe for sponsorship especially, I think. Maybe this is the more pressure, yeah. We avoid the pressure because we climb for ourselves, you know. For us it was important to realize some dreams our, you know. We didn't do this for sponsor or for some media, so no, different way than today. But I don't want to say that today is worse, it's different.
What do you think of commercial mountaineering in the Himalayas?
You know, I have ambivalent feeling about this. It means from one part, okay, let's say that this is not alpinism, we say, yeah? This is the high mountain tourism, we say, because alpinism is something different, yeah? It's the passion you have. High mountain tourism with guides, Sherpas, is something different, but we have to accept, you know, this. Mountains are not only for the climbers, for everybody. So, let's say I don't have to do it. So, it is, just it is, and if there is not clients, there is not guides, so... Because some people, they want to climb the highest peak in the world. So what you can do? You can say no, because you are not climbers, you cannot do. Everybody can go to the mountain, yeah? So some people, they start to with some guiding company, yeah? But I'm not doing this, so it's not my problem, I would say.
In the 1980s and 1990s, Polish climbers were seen as the most strong, a little bit crazy climbers doing crazy things like winter ascents and so on. What about the climbers in Poland today?
Oh, it's the many difference, you know. In the years 70s and 80s, 90s even, beginning, we are hungry of the success, of achievement, you know, because the Polish climbers they lost the biggest period in big exploration, Himalaya exploration, I don't know, from 1950 to 64, when climbed all 8,000 meter peaks, the Polish people, they were not.
For political reasons.
Yeah, we couldn't. So when in the year 70s, they opened little country, especially for sports people, we could travel and we could go to Himalaya. It was the like exodus, you know, to Himalaya to do something, because we would like to write a story of climbing. I think this is one reason. And the second reason, it's a paradox, because in years 80s it was very heavy time for Polish society because of martial law, as you remember. So there was nothing to do. So almost my friends from Polish Alpine Climb, we left our job because there was nothing to do in job, you know. You couldn't make a career or something. So we left the job, we started to do the high altitude works, and we get the money for these works, and we escaped to Himalaya. So that time, I think every year was more than 20 expedition Polish in Himalaya. So it makes a result, you know, because if you have 20 expeditions, so we had the results. So we had a good time, and paradox is for the worst time for Poland, we had the best achievements as a climbers, yeah. Let's say it was the golden age of Polish climbers. But every country has own decade, you know, like Japanese, British, Italian, other German. So now I think we are a little bit over because of time change, you know. Now the young people, they have to work. We have a capitalism, so everybody has to work. It's a different system, let's say. And for to have achievement in Himalaya, you need to have a time. Yeah? You know, it is impossible that you have vacation 30 days. And you go to do the big spectacular climb. You need to be, what I said before, professional.
But young Polish climber could be professionals.
Yeah. Could be professionals, of course, but it takes time. It means that when we start to go to Himalaya, first we climb Tatra, Dolomites, Alps, Caucasus, Pamir, Hindu Kush. So we grow up very slow. And I think this is the same today. I'm afraid if the young people, they start very fast to be the, you know, star. They should get the experience, you know, this is the most important. I think the most important is experience, because experience gives you the imagination, what to do, how to do. So it takes time, but today people, they don't like to be patient. They want to go very fast, success, success, success. So I see in Poland the same. They want to go directly to the high mountain, and this is not good. So I think to make a great climb, you have to be experienced, and only those people, they, or somebody, okay, you can see, in 2-3 years he is a star, but next 1 or 2 years he die in the mountain, yeah, or he lost life. So I think the experience is most important, so we have to wait. I think slowly, few people from Poland, they start to be professional climbers, and they have a chance to follow year 70s or 80s.